I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Wednesday, May 4th. People gathered in Quincy Center last night to protest a draft Supreme Court opinion that would overturn the Roe v. Wade decision that legalized abortion almost 50 years ago. The group March Forward Quincy organized the rally at the Hancock Adams Common. House Speaker Ram Mariano of Quincy stated his support for the protesters and said that abortion will remain legal in Massachusetts. Hundreds of demonstrators converged on the Statehouse last night. Those who gathered are outraged about the Supreme Court's leaked draft opinion, which indicates the conservative majority is on the brink of overturning Roe v. Wade and tossing aside a woman's right to abortion. If the Supreme Court nixes the law, it would be up to the states to decide on abortions, and roughly half stand ready to outlaw them, despite recent public opinion polls. It wasn't long before demonstrators were on the move, marching around the Boston Common. But even as Democrats spent the day assailing the Supreme Court, many protesters are not prepared to let them off the hook, arguing Democrats have failed to push the Women's Health Protection Act through Congress, which would legislate many of the same rights. Some demonstrators do not believe the Supreme Court has made a final decision. They argue that mass protests in the street, student walkouts, and worker strikes might convince conservative justices to back off the draft that was made public on Monday. Quincy state representatives Ram Mariano, Tacky Chan, Bruce Ayers, and Dan Hunt joined their colleagues in the House in passing the fiscal year 2023 budget last week, funded at $49.7 billion. The House budget includes significant investments in health care, education, housing, and workforce development. Officials say the House budget expands services without raising taxes. The budget funds unrestricted government aid at $1.19 billion. Chapter 70 education funding, $5.9 billion. That represents a $494 million increase over the current year's budget, and fully funding the second year of a six-year implementation plan of the Student Opportunity Act, which was enacted in 2019 to support equitable funding for vulnerable students. The city of Quincy received $21.5 million in unrestricted government aid and $35.4 million in Chapter 70 education funding, a 2.7% increase and 11.1% increase, respectively. The Quincy delegation also secured investments in a number of community projects and local organizations, including $50,000 for Quincy's Fire Hazmat Unit, $100,000 for Quincy Asian Resources, $95,000 for state police patrols on Wollaston Beach and Furnacebrook Parkway, $100,000 for Quincy Community Action Programs, $100,000 for the Germantown Neighborhood Center, $50,000 for the Friends of Faxon Park, and $100,000 to student support at Quincy College. Budget now heads to the Senate. Quincy Police issuing a warning about a recent spate of thefts of catalytic converters from vehicles. Several of the emissions control devices have been cut out from the underside of vehicles that have been parked in areas including Quincy High School and the Quincy Historical Society. Police say thieves are targeting the devices for their precious metals value, which have a street value of $250 per device. Police say it can take less than a minute for thieves to steal the devices using a saw or a cutting torch, and the devices can cost $4,000 to replace. Police advise motorists to park in a garage or a well-lit area. Utilize a theft protection device, such as an aftermarket shield. Etch your VIN into the catalytic converter, and if you see suspicious activity, report it right away. The company that introduced seaplane flights from Boston Harbor to Manhattan last summer has plans to launch service to Provincetown starting Memorial Day weekend. Tailwind Air says beginning May 25th, nonstop seaplane flights will launch directly from Boston Harbor's Fan Pier Marina to Provincetown Harbor. Company says flights from Boston Harbor are about 35 minutes dock to dock, and include complimentary water taxi launch service to and from the seaplane. Tailwind will also offer nonstop and one-stop flights from Manhattan at Skyport Marina at East 23rd Street to Provincetown Harbor. The flights will take on Cape Air, which has offered nonstop service between Logan Airport and Provincetown since 1989. The airline puts the scheduled flight time between the two airports somewhere between 30 and 35 minutes. Cape Air uses traditional runways and airports. Tailwind can take off and land on the water, which could be more convenient for travelers. Tailwind plans to run the flights Wednesdays, Thursdays, and Fridays, departing Boston at 6:20 p.m. and arriving in Provincetown Harbor before 7 p.m. It'll also have a Sunday morning flight from Boston that arrives in Provincetown around 12:10 p.m. Return flights from Provincetown will operate on Mondays and Tuesdays, departing Provincetown Harbor at 6:30 a.m. and arriving in Boston Harbor at 7:05 a.m. When compared to the Provincetown Fast Ferry, operated by Bay State Cruise Company, the water plane will shave about 70 minutes off the travel time between Boston and Provincetown. The company says tickets from Boston to Provincetown start at $275. Nantucket voters say women can go topless on beaches all across the island. The measure, titled Gender Equality on Beaches, was approved last night at the town meeting. It changes the island's bylaws to allow any person to be topless on public and private beaches. Currently, the law says only men can go topless in public, and women who do face a fine or possibly jail time. The change still has to be approved by the state attorney general before it becomes official. A new survey ranks the best states for working moms. Massachusetts took the top spot. The report by Wallet Hub gave the state high marks for work-life balance and childcare options. It did note that Massachusetts was one of the most expensive states for childcare, and a recent analysis found that some local families are spending nearly half their income on childcare. Connecticut took the second spot, followed by Rhode Island. New Hampshire rounded out the top 10. Check of business news this morning. Stocks rebounded. The Dow is up 67 points. The NASDAQ rose 27. The S&P is up 20. Shares mostly lower in Asia. The dollar rose. The euro fell. Oil at just over $103 a barrel. And sports. Celtics beat the Bucks 109-86, tying up the series at one game apiece. Game 3 will be Saturday in Milwaukee at 3:30. The Bruins are in Carolina for Game 2 of their playoff series tonight at 7 o'clock. Red Sox beat the Angels 4-0. That series continues at Fenway tonight at 7:10. The National Weather Service forecast. For today, rain and showers throughout the day with highs in the upper 50s. For tonight, gradual clearing, low 47. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and pleasant, a high 70 degrees. Nice on Friday, partly cloudy, 68. Mostly cloudy, 57 for Saturday. For the boater today, waves about a foot, light southeast winds, and a high tide, 2:49 p.m. Sun rose at 5:35, sets at 7:46. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Wednesday, May 4th.